it was all a result of just letting myself go year after year after year.
Here's the definition of success and failure. Just make this note. Here's failure. A few errors in judgment. Repeated every day. Now you can automatically assume, Mr. Owen, I say, I can understand that. A few errors in judgment repeated every day. For 6 years?
Once again, I ask all of you, where is your resistance coming from? Is it a locked door or a locked mind keeping you from achieving all those dreams and goals? Some of you might be saying your setbacks are too steep, that the obstacles and problems in the marketplace are too big to beat, that the competitors are too strong to conquer, that your dreams and goals are impossible. No, no, no. The only place where it's impossible rests right on top of your shoulder.
Ancient stories said they returned to rebuild the walls of the temple in the city for their future. And as they built the walls of the temple in the city, they had a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other hand. The trowel was for what? To build their future. The sword was for what? Their enemies. I'm asking you to get just as good at the sword as you are at the trowel. So what are some of the enemies? Now here's the clue. Some of the enemies are on the outside and some of them are on the inside. Let's talk about some of the enemies on the inside that you've got to take sword to and destroy them before they destroy you. Here's number one, indifference. What a tragic disease this is, indifference. Ho-hum, let it slide. Tragic. Take sword to this enemy. Here's one problem with drift. You can't drift to the top of the mountain.
Good old days in this second.
This is the moment I waited for.
This is it. This moment controls the next moment. As I said before, who makes it happen? You.
Next one. Enemy of all of us, indecision. Indecision is called the thief of opportunity. Let it steal your chances for a better spring. Let it steal your chances for a fortune of the future. I'm telling you, it's tragic of immense proportion. Indecision? Take sword to this enemy, indecision. Next is doubt. Sure, there's room for healthy skepticism. You can't believe everything, but you can't let doubt then take over. Doubt the past and doubt the future and doubt each other and doubt the possibilities and doubt the opportunities. And worst of all, doubt yourself. I'm telling you, it'll destroy your life and destroy your chances, empty your purse and your heart. Doubt is an enemy. Go after it.
There we are, together, facing a group of mighty foes who seek our ruin. Here we are, together, defending all that to free men is given.
There's a trouble adventure and a load of fun.
Get there, it's there, but you've got to go through this phase here. This is how you grow, this is how you develop.
Strong, wise,
better.
You've got greatness within you. You have the ability to do things that you can't even begin to imagine. You have talents and skills in you that you haven't even begun to reach for yet.